everyone. It's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. And boy, are we excited because we have a Target haul today. We're going to try things from the world famous Target, as Mike calls it. Mm-hmm. You invented that, right?
Well, I think my dad invented
Your dad invented it.
I took it over.
Before we jump in, we have a fantastic sponsor today. Today's sponsor is Soli Organic Fruit Jerky, and it comes in pineapple and mango.
Yippee!
Yay.
Fruit jerky. So this is like a fruit strip. It's a strip. They have between 70 and 80 calories, zero fat, 5 to 15 milligrams of sodium, 17 to 19 carbs, 1 to 2 grams of fiber, 12 to 14 grams of sugar, and Weight Watchers points of 2 to 3. Wow.
Yeah. No added sugar. This is like 100% fruit.
Soli, one ingredient.
There you go.
Hence the name.
Oh, I had no idea that that's why they were called Soli.
Clever,
wow.
Clever. Are we trying these?
Please.
Okay. I feel like I'm like one of those memes where I was today 8 years old when I found out Soli was.
All right. We're just going to rip the piece off that we're trying.
Which flavor?
This is mango.
Ooh, it's got like.
No preservatives, no sugar added. I know it's only mango. It's only mango, but it's like solid. And then there's chunks and pieces of mango. Also, it's very soft, chewy. Sustainably sourced, zero waste, award winning.
I'd give it an award.
Irresistible flavor, conveniently packaged for on the go. It is delish. And the coolest part, or one of the coolest parts, is that it has the nutrition of one entire mango.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
In that one strip.
That is like a 3D fruit roll up. Like it's like a poofed out. Like it's so much better. But it's like. It's so like hearty. Can I say that?
Can you help me open this one?
So satisfying.
It is hearty. It's really satisfying. And then the pineapple we're trying next, it has the nutrition of a half of a whole pineapple.
Wow.
Which is kooky.
Yeah. If you think and about so it. Much. I mean, who wants to deal with cutting up a pineapple?
Yeah.
No, well, even no mess.
And even the mango too. Mangoes are a pain.
Mm-hmm. Big pain. Yeah. Mm. They took the two fruits that are so delicious, that are so hard to cut and manage, and they took all the work out of it.
Also, mango especially, you just never know if you're getting a good mango or a bad mango.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to always be a good mango. Lisa's face right now. She's
I
in
love
heaven.
The pineapple because it's like tart and sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. Love this.
Yeah. Outstanding. And as you might imagine, available at Target.
I love Target.
Who doesn't?
All right. Let's jump into the haul. First up today, we have something to taste. It is soup. Kevin's chicken soup with cauliflower pasta. Kevin.
Ooh.
Wow. Kevin is really branching out. Totally branching out, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kevin was like known for his refrigerated meaty items. Whoa, this is a soup. Hang on. Yep. Sorry. Grab it. It's a cauliflower.
Whoa. My bad.
Okay.
I do want to share some interesting info. So it's not like cauliflower rice. It's pasta like made with cauliflower and potato starch. And,
so it's not,
you know.
Yes.
It's not like no calorie cauliflower pasta.
Okay. First of all, I just took a sip of it and I'm like passing out.
Mm. Oh.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That has that kind of like this rich broth.
It's amazing.
Wait. Like it's not thin chicken broth, if that makes sense.
No, it totally does. Do you find this in the fridge section? Yes,
yeah.
I think you do, right?
Okay. Yeah, fridge section at Target.
I'm like, I feel like my mom, I'm passing out.
Yeah.
120 calories a cup.
Wow.
How does it come in? Like a big jar?
A pouch.
No, just this little pouch right here.
Oh, so how many servings in this pouch?
Two.
All right. That's like my new everything.
Mm. And if you ate that whole bag, 240 calories, 26 grams of protein. That is a great mini meal.
This is so much better. Like I'm a big soup person and I even like canned soup, but like there is no weird flavor here at all. It's like homemade soup.
It doesn't taste processed or like it doesn't have that kind of like, oh, this was made 9 months ago in a canning factory taste.
No. Is this available online? Because I want to buy like 100 pouches.
Well, it's at select Target stores and other grocers in select regions. Let's see if Kev will hook us up.
Can we
call him Kev? I mean, I feel like, you know.
Kevy. Oh,
yeah. Kevy. Kevy. I'm cavelling over Kevy. No, if you go to their website, it just says find a store.
Mm. Okay.
Bummer.
Whatever.
But Target.
Look on Amazon.
Yeah. Was it Target in other regions? So I don't know what regions those might be. But
other regions and select regions. Target stores and other grocers in select regions.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. There we go.
Good. Great.
I am going to check Amazon real quick because let's just know.
I'm in love.
Well, let
I'm
me just
in love.
I'm a fan. Oh, no. Tons of other stuff, okay. But not that.
I'm going to find it on Instacart like right now, like while we speak.
So this is, by the way, 3 Weight Watcher points, 120 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 510 milligrams of sodium, which is not bad. It's Kevin's chicken soup with cauliflower pasta in the fridge.
Yeah. Great. Nice. All right, next up we have something else from Kevin. It's Kevin's sirloin steak tips with gravy. Interesting, isn't sirloin steak tips? Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
That's like fancy steak. Yeah. That's like real steak.
Do you remember that like
steakity steak steak?
You remember that Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and green beans? Mm-hmm. Like TV dinner.
Yeah, that Salisbury steak is just like a burger, though.
It was like a patty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is sirloin.
No, this is like, yeah.
I'm a steak eater. Like, steak is my last meal.
And you can tell it's like, they want it to be like steak, you know, like fine food kind of thing. Because normally Kevin's will have microwave or stovetop. Mm-hmm. This was total skillet, like.
Explicit.
Oh, interesting.
It's very saucy.
It tastes like, it's in a rich brown gravy that's very garlicky, but delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's not for me, but I think I'm not like I don't eat steak a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm not a fair judge. If you're like a sometimes steak person, you might not like this. I don't know.
If you like steak at all,
you're going to like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Maybe my taste buds are broken today.
Yeah. I don't think you are a steak eater.
Maybe it's the gravy. So, I don't think I like steak and gravy together.
Maybe.
Well, that's what I'm reacting to.
I'm a steak purist too. Like to me, mm-hmm. I like to season my steak with salt and nothing else.
Yep.
Like I would eat this whole package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jamie, you did mention once that you do like to put ketchup on steak.
Ketchup and steak. No. Yeah. So okay. Good together.
So that makes it makes a lot of sense.
So then. Good together. Okay. It's the best.
Jamie needs to be ejected from the table. Nobody out there who likes steak will now
please
take you seriously.
Text Mike and tell me if you love ketchup on your steak, Mikey.
805-380-8075.
Back
I guess
me up.
We should make that our contest.
Automatic failure.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're
going to
win
yourself.
A terrible prize.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a picture of yourself dipping your steak.
We'll pick a random
ketchup.
Person.
No. Back me up, people. This is going to be a big one.
Yeah. Let us know, guys.
You're going to get a lot of texts.
All right. So here's the deal for all you steak lovers. 5 ounces, 170 calories, 8 grams of fat. 5 Weight Watcher points. It's Kevin's Sirloin Steak Tips with Gravy in the Fridge. It's at Target, Walmart, other grocers nationwide. It's also online at Thrive Market.
Excellent. Next up, we have something from our friend, Dr. Prager. It's Dr. Prager's Southwestern Black Bean Crunchy Stars. So, it's like another little appetizer. It's probably kid friendly. Did you make these in the air fryer?
Air fryer. They suggested it. And it was actually a lot crispier when it was out of the air fryer. It's a little bit mushier now, but they do crisp up.
Guys, I already know this would be great with ketchup.
Yeah. All right. I agree with you there.
Black I like bean. The crispy exterior. It's like crunchy stars. It's not like a regular fine breading.
Right, right.
That's
delicious. Black bean crunchy stars.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe? So it's crunchy on the outside. It's almost gooey on the inside.
Okay. So imagine like, you know how you make some black bean burgers that are like not like burger patty material. They're like kind of mushy, like almost like mashed potatoes. Imagine if you took one of those like mushy black bean patties and then put a fried coating over it.
Well, which makes sense because that's always what Dr. Prager, like they have such a special line of veggie burgers. It is very veggie, mushy, but like in the best way.
Yeah, their burgers are like their California burgers.
Yeah.
In the best way.
I'm eating this whole thing.
And I thought it was pretty cool that for 5 of those, which is what I made for us, it's 150 calories. That's pretty good serving. Those 5, I mean, that's almost meal-like.
It feels bigger than a veggie burger to have 5 of those.
Yeah.
Imagine making like a cute star-shaped burger out of them.
Aw. So these guys, 5 stars. Five stars. That's why they did that. 150 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It is made with black beans and 4 other veggies. It's vegan and gluten-free. It's sold exclusively at Target. It's Dr. Prager's Southwestern Black Bean Crunchy Stars in the freezer.
4 other veggies. This is like, and the rest.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I don't even
and other fine retailers.
Yeah. All right, next up, we have Old El Paso Tortilla Pockets. This is a shelf stable.
Mike looks confused.
Tortilla pocket.
Well, okay, so the instructions said to microwave in a microwavable paper towel, which I believe all paper towels are microwavable, on high for 30 to 45 seconds. Keep wrapped until ready to use. So that's what I did.
Uh-oh, what's happened?
But it's definitely hard, whereas the non-microwaved ones are soft. And I think it's meant to be a soft. You could also oven bake it.
How strange.
So let's just do the
this
one.
Is, wait, let's describe what this is. This is like a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a like tortilla a, it's cone. Almost like a, you could fill. It's like a soft tortilla that you fill with whatever. Oh my goodness. It looks like, a hat.
It's like an envelope.
So like you put.
Yeah, a dunce cap. Cute. It's a tortilla dunce cap.
See? You put the food in there.
Yeah.
But that's terrible. Look what's happened when we followed the directions. I could understand if they told you to prop it open.
Maybe because it's been sitting for a little bit. Maybe it's supposed to be stuffed immediately after it's been out of the microwave.
Yeah, 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 yeah. How long did you microwave
it? 40 seconds. It's at 30 to 45, so I did 40.
I kind of feel like 10 seconds would be 15. Enough for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here it is. Well, we got a microwave.
Well,
right here.
I love the idea of it. I really love the idea.
I would rather have this soft than crunchy.
Me too. I think it's supposed to be soft. Mm-hmm. It's just to heat it up, because you know how they say heat up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd love that.
That's good.
Soft and fluffy.
But look at the ideas that they have on the back.
It almost has like a sweet or like a citrusy taste.
I love this.
It's really amazing.
I don't get sweet or citrusy, but I just get doughy perfection.
How many calories is this?
So for two tortillas, which it's like tortilla pockets, 210 calories. So it's 105 for one.
Wow.
4 points per tortilla pocket.
I love the texture of this.
Yeah, me too. It's so soft. I'm like molding it. It's like Play-Doh. I'm molding it into a little ball.
And you really don't need to heat it up.
Yeah, it's
not at
perfect.
All.
Oh, you know what that'd be so good with? Scrambled eggs and ketchup.
You could make the cutest little breakfast pocket out of this. What a brilliant, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love.
Yeah, these are great. It's Old El Paso tortilla pockets. They're at Target, Walmart, and other grocers nationwide. And Lisa, guess what? Online at Amazon.
I was like, you're giving me them.
Well, here you go.
Thank you.
I can't go back and verify this because Jamie and I text all the time as we were married. But I'm pretty sure when I found these at Target, I said, Lisa's going to be in love with these. And you said you're in love. So
I'm in
validation.
Love.
That tracks.
I want to put a star in there and then the steak in there.
I was thinking the steak.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just put it all in. Love. Are we
dip
done
it in
chewing?
The soup.
Oh, wow. We have some
drinks
coming up. Good and Gather Cold Brew. It's a cold brew coffee, black, unsweetened. We're going from like the tastiest things.
This is pumpkin spiced.
Oh.
I know. It's not really.
It's limited edition pumpkin spice.
And remember. Okay, wait. I have two things to say before we have it. And I'm confused. We recently tried one of these and it was amazing. But before we sip, I'm looking at it. It says 12 ounces, 20 calories, 4 carbs, no sugar. So is this like an erythritol situation? Why do we have carbs and no sugar and calories?
It just says ingredients, cold brew, coffee, water, natural flavor.
Where did it get the calories and the carbs
and
from?
The carbs. Is it? And it's not sweet, right? That can't
be
erythritol.
No, it's delicious.
But erythritol is sweet. So it's the same way. Look. Some coffee has some calories, but I don't know where they come from.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's really good.
Yeah, this is yum.
It's very strong.
I was actually going to say it's not as strong as the... Remember the last one was like chocolate hazelnut? I thought that was stronger.
Yeah. Really? Well, the chocolate hazelnut was... I was supposed to dilute it and I didn't, but this one's supposed to be as is.
This is not a concentrate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is way...
It is bitter,
milder.
Though.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I like it. I actually, you know what? It's something that you, I know, appreciate. It's not too nutmeggy. It's actually not too pumpkin spiced at all.
Yeah, not at all. Like, I don't even get any clove at all.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's like the best
flavored.
Of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, it's good.
I like Good and Gather Cold Brew Coffee, black unsweetened, limited edition pumpkin spice in the fridge. This is 1 point for 12 ounces. It's available exclusively at Target.
Excellent.
Awesome.
I'll be going over there. Oh, next up, we should put this in this cold brew. It's Nut Pods Almond and Coconut Creamer Special Edition Zero Sugar Sweetened Pumpkin Pie. So what is this sweetened with again? Because this is going to be a sweet item.
We got erythritol and stevia.
Erythritol and stevia.
They really mix. They give something for everyone because they've got their unsweetened flavored. Mm-hmm. They've got their sugar cane sugar sweetened flavored. And now this is a zero sugar sweetened.
And actually, they do have a... Whoa, why is this a little clumpy?
Maybe it just needed a shake.
I did shake it.
Like a Polaroid picture?
July 2nd, 2025. It should be okay.
All right.
But we actually found this. I think it's actually pumpkin...
Pie,
yeah.
The one that we have is pumpkin spice, the unsweetened one.
I like it. I'm not in love with it. I like it.
I like it a lot. I need a little more cold brew. Mikey, will you give me a little shot glass of...
You know, it's interesting.
Love it.
You're going to laugh. It tastes... Oh, it is a little lumpy. It tastes a little like... I don't know. Maybe my taste buds are screwy today for some reason. Like
I was
saying
this morning.
Citrus
tortilla.
Like I got a... if you taste it alone, it tastes a little like cola.
I could almost see that, actually.
It's strange. But I like... It's different. I think that's the nutmeg mixed with the whatever. It's good.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it too.
I
think
like
our audience would love it.
I do too.
And it was actually really good mixed with
the coffee.
The previous coffee.
I put a little in my coffee and it was okay. And then I put a little coffee in my creamer and it was fantastic.
Oh, It's funny how that works.
Yeah. So the story here, 1 tablespoon, 10 calories, 0.5 gram of fat, 1 Weight Watcher point. It is a limited time availability at Target and grocers nationwide, but it's online at Amazon, Thrive Market, and the Nut Pods website.
This is a great haul so far. Yeah, for this one.
It's Mikey.
Mikey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
He's very good. He loves it, by the way.
You
he gets so
great.
Excited.
Yeah.
You do not get to wear this tortilla dunce cap.
Nope.
You are too talented.
It's
for
too
that.
Early in the episode to
That's
claim
really funny.
That.
Oh,
That's
my
true.
God.
Huh. Okay, and it balances right.
Yeah, that was perfect. Oh, there it goes.
All right, next up we have Chobani Zero Sugar Yogurt Cultured Dairy Drink Strawberry Cheesecake Flavor.
Oh, we want to do strawberry cheesecake first?
Yes. Okay. We have strawberry cheesecake and milk and cookies. So what are these? These are little like yogurt drinks that you get in the fridge. How many calories per drink?
So it's a 7-ounce bottle, 50 calories, no sugar, 10 grams of protein, and 1 Weight Watcher point.
What?
And Dana was quick to point out this is exactly the kind of thing she grabs when she's running out the door and needs quick protein.
Ooh, this strawberry is great. What is this sweetened with?
Wow, it tastes like...
Wow.
It reminds me of like the old school Dannon strawberry yogurt.
Yeah,
it does.
But like it tastes like sugar sweetened
so
in
it
a
has-
good way.
Allulose and stevia and monk fruit.
They did that combo correct.
Yeah, they did it. They did a really good job.
Thrombo.
You do just create that word.
No, thrombo is definitely it's actually a blood word. Thrombo.
Thrombosis.
Thrombosis, yeah.
Let's not bring the energy of the podcast down.
Let's try the milk and cookies version.
Good. I love
that. Well, you're
that.
Ready for it.
I'm ready to stop talking about thrombos. Ooh, that's pretty. So
does
thick.
It have specks of
it's
cookie?
Thick? This no, oh. It doesn't. But it's like this. It's like a shake.
Yeah.
You know, this one tastes a little, little like a scratch and sniff sticker.
It's sour.
It is.
The other one wasn't at all.
Yeah.
Well, the other one was. It was sour, like Dannon. But this is. It's very yogurty.
I don't get cookie at all. You do?
I get the like fake chocolate flavor. Yeah. Like scratch and sniff.
What's
chocolate.
Wrong with
yeah,
me?
I
don't
can
get
smell
that.
Too.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask the steak who has ketchup doused all over it.
It's also, oh, interesting. Okay. Also in mixed berry and peaches and cream. And Dana weighed in on the milk and cookies. She said, I actually tried this a few weeks ago and thought it was, ellipsis, fine.
Right.
Didn't like it enough to tell you guys about it.
Yeah. Well, the strawberry one is great. The cookies and cream one is less than great. And I wouldn't give that to kids because they're going to expect it to taste like cookies and then they're going to cry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. But, you know, like Dana said, great option for quick. I mean, that's a lot of protein for a 50 calorie item. 1 Weight Watcher point. It is at Target and other grocers nationwide. It is Chobani Zero Sugar Yogurt Cultured Dairy Drink.
And I bet the peaches and cream one is great.
Yeah.
Mikey, you like that, right? Like, I feel like that's something you would incorporate into your life.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I love peaches and cream, but I didn't see it when I got it because I would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Probably so good it's sold out.
Probably, yeah.
But I would drink the strawberry one regularly.
Yeah.
Next up, something a little less healthy. Pringles Harvest Blends sea salt with multigrains. Okay.
I almost fought him on this one.
Sea salt with multi, but there's multigrains and homestyle ranch with sweet potato. So there's
food faker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all of these chips are food fakers. And these actually are pretty high in calories.
Right. That's what I mean. You look at them and you
think
they're healthy.
Not even a faker. It's right out there.
Okay. So this is the blended sweet potato sea salt.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah. You know, Pringles freak me out a little.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're not, I mean, I like them, but they're like Stepford chips.
Did
like
you maybe them. Once put one in your mouth and get it caught in there? You know how if you put the whole thing in your mouth, it like sticks to the roof of your mouth?
No, but that sounds fun. This is good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good. Definitely good. But 150. So what if you eat the whole can?
Don't.
How many servings is that?
There are 6 servings and you get 14 crisps per serving.
Okay, that was the sweet potato. It doesn't, you know, it's hard to distinguish. It almost tastes like regular potato. It's not overly
The sweet potato is maybe like the 4th or 5th ingredient.
Wait, is that ranch flavored or that's the
other
one?
No,
that's
the sea salt.
Oh, got it. That's sweet potato.
Yeah, here's the,
I mean, that was amazing.
Here's the multigrain.
You know what's going to happen? You know the whole Mandela effect concept?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just put it on recorded air. This guy has a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
If 10 years from now they try to like fool you and tell you the guy never had a mustache... Use this as proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the ranch one is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Way better.
If you dipped that in even just straight sour cream, it would be so good.
Yeah, it's just good.
That's just great. It's also available in farmhouse cheddar with multigrains and smoky barbecue with sweet potato. That's a good combo.
That's a great combo, actually. Yeah, this, I mean, it has multigrains, so I guess it's healthy.
It's healthy.
Well, let's look at the fiber count, because isn't that, if it doesn't have a lot of fiber, it doesn't have a lot of multigrains? Maybe.
Is that true?
I mean,
I don't
not
know
officially.
If that's true.
Less than 1 gram of fiber.
Yeah.
Let's look at here. Let's look at the ingredient list and how things go. So it starts out with yellow corn flour, then mm-hmm. vegetable oil, then dried potatoes, then maltodextrin, rice flour, cornstarch, then whole wheat flour, then malted barley flour. So to me, I mean, it's not the end of the ingredient list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely not like a healthy thing, mm-hmm. but it's got Delish. Some buzzwords.
And kids would like it. Everyone yes. would like it, let's Everybody be honest. Like
I feel like I failed.
No.
No, you didn't.
I was excited.
I feel like you were just craving potato chips.
Yeah, probably. No, I was excited that Pringles had something new. You know, it's mm-hmm. how long has it been since Pringles had a new something, you know?
Probably a while.
Been yeah. a minute. So these are at Target and other retailers nationwide, including stores like Walgreens. They're online at Amazon. 14 crisps, about 150 calories, 9 grams of fat. It's Pringles Harvest Blends.
We are just taking a small break from this podcast to jump into an interview with Dave Grotto. Dave Grotto is a huge friend of Hungry Girl. He's a registered dietitian, and now he's a children's book author. So he took the time out of his busy day to tell us about his new amazing book.
Dave Grotto, so good to have you on the podcast. Welcome.
Oh my God. Great to be here, Lisa. Thank you.
Of course. I mean, I always love talking with you, and it's always great to have you as a guest in our world in some way or another. The audience, the Hungry Girl audience probably is familiar with you. You helped out with the Hungry Girl diet and in so many other ways over the years. I've known you for a very long time. But for people out there who might not be familiar with you, give us a little background on who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, Lisa, you and I met because we were going to the same conference, and I was going there as a registered dietitian to present to a group of other registered dietitians. So let's get that out of the way. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian. I've been a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and proud author of several books, not as many as you, of course, but I'm still very proud of the 101 Foods That Could Save Your Life, out in 19 different languages. It was an Amazon bestseller. And of course, happy to collaborate with you. And of course, here today to talk about my latest and hopefully greatest book, which is a children's book, a new venture for me, called The Girls Who Lived in the Refrigerator.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know I love your other books. They are packed with information, and you are definitely one of my go-tos whenever, because I am not a registered dietitian. But I play one on TV. Now, I love food, and anytime I need my questions answered, I go to you. But unexpectedly, you have now written this children's book that is absolutely adorable. It is fun and cute, and I love it. And it's filled with nice messages, and it's very entertaining. But I've known you for years, and this book has been living inside you for a very long time. So let's talk about the book. That's really what we're here to do today.
Right. It's almost like Alien that kind of creeps out of the stomach and peeks its head out. Yeah, it finally has, I don't want to say given birth to it, but yeah, it's been in the making for, gosh, nearly 20 years. So I originally told this story as a bedtime story because we'd exhausted all of our kids' books. And on this one fateful day, I came home from work and just had enough time to tell the kids a story. And my wife, Sharon, as you know, is a registered nurse, and I'm a registered dietitian. And she said, Dave, I'm having trouble getting the girls to eat fruits and vegetables. And I said, how is that possible genetically, right? I'm a dietitian, you're a nurse. They should be hardwired to eat fruits and vegetables. But alas, they weren't. So I said, you know, let's go up and talk to them about how wonderful and nutritious fruits and vegetables are. And then I kind of caught myself before telling them a story. And I said, you know what? Kids don't respond to that. They respond to things like fun cartoon characters. There's a lot of great research showing that can impact choice and even purchase intent in the grocery store. So that's what I did, Lisa. I said, you know what? This book is going to be about being adventurous, being brave, and trying new things. So my N=3 study of my three daughters, Chloe, Katie, and Madison, by the way, those are the magical food fairies in the book. And I think they were excited to see their names in there, but they actually started eating more fruits and vegetables. And that was the exciting thing. So now I want to share that with the world, and especially targeting those kids that don't eat enough fruits and vegetables.
Amazing. That's, you know, that's so cool. And I love your daughters, your whole family. You have the best family ever. I was very excited to see them as the magical food fairies. And I'm sure they're enjoying their newfound fame. And congratulations on the success of the book, because I saw it was on like Amazon's hot new release list for children's books. And I just was thrilled about that. Now, I know you're also donating a portion of the proceeds of this book to FMI. Can you talk a little bit about FMI and what that's all about?
Yeah, you know, and I'm excited, and I think your viewers and listeners, I should say, are going to be excited about it too. Because if you think about like what we do, you know, your mission obviously is to help people manage not only their weight but their health, right? And a lot of those behaviors are founded early on in life, right? So if we can get kids to be more on board with fruits and vegetables and healthy eating patterns, that's a good thing to get that started earlier so they can manage health better later on in life. So I partner with FMI Foundation, who has a family meals movement. In fact, if you go to familymealsmovement.com, you'll find out all about it. But they have some really cool research that shows that if you eat together as a family, and Lisa, that could be defined any way that you call a family. It could be, you know, you and your sister and a friend, and you could call that a family. But eating together has been shown to help develop positive social behaviors, preventing risky behaviors, increasing academic performance and higher self-esteem. And then from a nutrition standpoint, children who enjoy meals with their family, again, however defined, eat healthier and they eat more fruits and vegetables, and they're better able to manage their weight more long term. So to me, the partnership made perfect sense.
So tell us, where can people find the book? Obviously, it's on Amazon. We will link to it on our show page, but is it in bookstores as well?
It is on all online bookstores that you can imagine. Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, every online venue that's out there. So the thing that I also wanted to point out for your listeners is that I'm giving 15% of the profits to FMI Foundation for them to continue the good work. So I would love for you to have your listeners go out and buy extra copies so we can fund this great work. But you can also find out more information at thegirlswholivedintherefrigerator.com. But as you mentioned, Amazon.com is the easy one to figure out, and all sorts of forms. You've got the paperback, hardcover. We've got an audiobook with yours truly narrating. So if you want someone to read you a bedtime story, get your jammy jams on and I'll read you the bedtime story. And then also an ebook.
Well, that's awesome. And I happen to have purchased an extra copy, so we'll give one away. We'll tell you how to win that in just a minute. But thank you so much, Dave Grotto. You are always such a joy to have around, and I appreciate you. So congratulations on the book and for all the stuff that you do, because you're amazing.
A million thank yous. And the Mutual Admiration Society is right here on this end as well. Lisa, thank you for all the great work that you're doing for all of your listeners.
All right, back to the chewing. Okay, next up, we have a new Perrier. But now, I don't know how we feel. You know, I'm a diehard Perrier person. And there's no such thing now as just Perrier in a bottle. It's Maison Perrier.
Yeah.
Oh,
when did that happen?
And it happened like a few months ago. So this is a new flavored version in Blackberry. And it's not like they've changed the Perrier, except this is a new flavor.
Yeah.
But they changed the name and the packaging.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
And so full disclaimer.
Disclosure.
Disclosure, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Just say full disclosure.
Full disclosure. They do sell a triple pack at Costco of this grapefruit and lime, and they're all great, but the blackberry is by far the best.
So you've tried them?
I've tried them.
Are we only trying that one now?
Yeah, that's all I could find at Target. Yeah.
Okay, good. Blackberry. I see it. Ooh.
This is like therapy for
me. I'm so relaxed.
Right?
That was great.
That's the best one ever.
Yeah, that was great. I was hoping nobody was going to like
Mike, will you just loop that for me? I'm going to go to sleep to it.
That was great.
And I will say, too, the grapefruit one is very good as well. The lime one.
Lime tastes fake.
Grapefruit makes sense to me for a sparkling water flavor because it's meant to be tart.
Ooh, smell it, Lisa.
Oh, it does smell great.
It smells berry-ish. I like it. I like flavored Perrier's that are very mild.
Yeah. I hate unsweetened sparkling water.
Really?
See, I don't like sweetened sparkling water.
Mm.
But you don't like that?
No, but I don't like any. I only like sparkling water if it's sweetened. To me, you know what it is?
That's soda.
Sparkling water thinks it's alcohol.
What?
It thinks it's alcohol.
What?
It has the same bite where you're like, woo!
What does that mean?
Come on. When you drink alcohol and you twitch... Just me?
Help. No, but I don't know. I kind of like this, but again, I prefer plain Perrier. Mm, yeah. This is good because it's mild.
Yeah.
It's very mild. It's nice.
Well, I'm definitely a flavored sparkling water connoisseur. And before this one, the LaCroix grapefruit was the best.
That one's good. I can drink that one.
I think this beats
it. You mean
it.
The Pamplemousse?
Pamplemousse.
That's such a good word.
Pamplemousse.
It's also an excellent French band.
Yeah.
Pamplemousse. Maison Perrier.
Forever Blackberry Flavored Sparkling Water. 0 calories, 0 everything, 0 points. It's at Target and other retailers nationwide, including stores like Staples and BevMo. So when you're stocking up on your loose leaf paper, stock up on some.
If you're parched and buying a new binder.
Yeah, those things tend to go hand in hand. It's also on Amazon.
Great. All right. Next up, we have something I'm very excited about. Actually, there's two versions of this. Mm-hmm. One is tall and one is short. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but they're cans of whipped topping. It's my favorite day, pumpkin spice oat topping and pumpkin spice whipped dairy topping.
Now, if you recall, last time we had an oat topping or whipped topping, I had to soak it in 30 seconds of warm water.
Did you have to do
that? So I did that again for this, but it's been a while. So
did it tell you to do it or you just took it upon yourself?
Yeah, no, it says it on the back. And actually there's dispensing instructions too, so be careful.
What? So we're going to, so you handed to me. Are you supposed to shake it?
Yeah.
You refrigerated, submerge, shake gently 3 or 4 times, turn completely upside down, and then you have to rinse the nozzle. I'm not really shaking it gently.
This is so dramatic.
It's like an earthquake over here.
But hopefully, like, it's still, because it feels not as hot as it did after I.
Oh, interesting.
I so
one of it. It like solidifies.
One, oh, yeah, of my, it works.
One of my pet peeves is when people don't turn the can upside down.
Yeah. Really? When you just do it at an angle?
And then everything mm-hmm. shoots out and everything. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like a whipped cream snob. Okay, go. Very nutmeggy.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Just okay.
This will be so interesting to see how the spice balance compares between the whipped oat topping and the whipped dairy topping. Like if they did identical and just switched out the milk base.
That's a very good point, Jamie.
Thanks.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that.
It's weird because like.
So nutmeggy.
Remember that year where we had like a pumpkin shortage and everything that was pumpkin didn't tasted like nutmeg?
Yes.
I feel like it's happening again.
I didn't remember that specifically, but.
Yeah, like I think it was during like the pandemic or something.
See, the texture of this is so much better and the cream is really coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's balancing out the spices better. It is delicious. Much better than the other one.
Yeah. So this is the whipped dairy topping. The other one was the whipped oat topping. They each have 15 calories for 2 tablespoons, 0.5 to 1 gram of fat, 1 gram of sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. These are seasonal offerings exclusively at Target. It's the favorite day pumpkin spice whipped toppings.
I love eating it out of these little cups. These are like cups you'd use at the at the doctor to take your pills.
Yeah.
Also known as condiment cups.
Is that what
they are? For ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ones that are squeezable.
Yeah.
Also known as a bucket hat.
Yeah. What is it with turning everything into hats today? If you put if you put the Pringle on your head, it'll be like a little French lady moment.
Yeah. It's a beret.
There you go.
These, by the way, you want to know what the other seasonal whipped cream is?
Yes.
Take a guess.
Birthday cake.
Pumpkin. No, sorry. Pecan pie.
What?
Oh, they didn't have that.
You know, I have to tell you, this is a secret you don't know about me. You know, I'm an Instacart orderer.
Mm-hmm.
Any and every time I look for flavored whipped toppings and I order them. So I have salted caramel. I have strawberry. I have everything except peppermint.
I would have seen that. You know, it'd be a fun like restaurant, like at a bar, if like one half of it had one type of, you know, you did them like side by side whipped topping.
I'm just into whipped topping.
I feel like we got to the end of this very unceremoniously.
That's
like, we're
end?
Just done. There's just no more.
What? We got to go back.
Well, we can rate.
Oh, okay. We'll rate. All right. These rate.
All right, Lisa, you ready to rate?
Ready, Freddy.
All right. First up, we tried Kevin's chicken soup with cauliflower pasta. This is in the fridge section.
That is absolutely 100% a 10.
I concur. Next up, Kevin's sirloin steak tips with gravy in the fridge.
Delicious. I'm giving those 8.75.
Nice.
Solid. You know it's good when we go to 2 decimals. Then we tried Dr. Prager's Southwestern Black Bean Crunchy Stars in the freezer.
Also very delicious. Those are a solid 8.
Nice.
That's it? I'm surprised. I thought it would be higher. No, don't let me influence you. It's an 8.
No, it's an 8.
All right. Thoughts on
0.5.
Oh, look at that. Out of nowhere.
She's been influenced.
Peer pressure.
How about Old El Paso tortilla pockets?
10.
Wow. I actually didn't see that coming.
I love those because it's like, not that I'm bad at rolling tortillas, but this just takes all the work out of it. You could just do the best things with it. And the texture and the flavor is so good.
Yeah, it's a great calorie count. It's a great vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, Good and Gather cold brew coffee, black unsweetened, limited edition pumpkin spice in the fridge.
I liked it, but like I have so many other cold brews that I like more. So I'm giving that a 7.5.
Yeah. Go for the chocolate hazelnut. That stuff's good.
Yeah.
All right. How about Nupod's Almond and Coconut Creamer? This was the special edition zero sugar sweetened pumpkin pie.
I like it a lot. I love Nupod's. I'm going to give that an 8. Nupod's, a lot of their stuff is a 9 or a 10. Mm-hmm. These are an 8. Yeah. They're very good.
Moving on, and I kind of think you have to rate these separately, maybe. Tell me about Chobani Zero Sugar Yogurt in the cultured dairy drink in the strawberry cheesecake.
Okay, I want to give 3 ratings for this.
Ooh.
So the product on the whole, I'm giving a 9. Because I think the idea of it, the stats, the size, the satisfaction level is a 9. The strawberry is a 9. The cookies and cream is a 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah. Very fair.
Makes a lot of sense.
I want to try the others.
Me too.
Peaches and cream. I hope it has chunks of peaches in it.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Don't get your hopes up.
Because this didn't have chunks of strawberry in it.
Truth. All right, Lisa. And all things considered, stats and all, how would you rate Pringles Harvest Blends?
7.
They're really good.
They're delicious, but yeah, you know.
How about Maison Perrier Forever Blackberry Flavored Sparkling Water?
8.
Nice.
Mike started watching Emily in Paris with me.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so weird that you just said that because I decided I might want to start watching it. And I asked Alexa as I was putting on my mascara this morning what the premise is. And it sounds like I'd love it. She's like a marketing executive and she moves to France.
It's adorable. Yeah.
And it's Phil Collins' daughter.
Yeah. It's Lily. Actually pretty good. And the reason why we started watching is because we're doing a European trip, hopefully, next year.
Hopefully.
And
what changed?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, we're doing it. I mean, we're doing it. But, you know, there's still like a half a year, more than half a year to go. So, and I guess the new season, she's in Rome. And Rome is one of our stops on our trip. So I was like, oh, I want to see the sights in Rome and watch that show. So now I have to start from the beginning of that series. So right now we're in Paris, but we'll be in Rome soon.
All right. Coming back to the States for favorite day, pumpkin spice whipped oat topping.
The oat topping is a 6.5.
Disappointing.
Yeah. But the dairy topping is a 9.
Yay.
Awesome. Excellent, excellent haul, Mikey.
Thank you very
much. Good job.
Remember, if you want to win prizes, tell us your thoughts on steak and ketchup.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
Somebody back me up. It's like comfort food. No. It's so good.
No, no, no. It ruins a steak. Yeah. It's like, why have, it's like using the finest tequila to mix in with Crystal Light.
Well, let me say, I would not go to a fancy steakhouse and do it because that's
only
like good
steak. Only because you're embarrassed.
No, because that's amazing steak. But if it's like a normal steak.
Like a homemade steak. Yeah. Things have changed in the homemade steak world.
Yeah, you're talking to someone that went to Sizzler and had steaks.
Yeah,
so.
Sizzler, I can understand, because Sizzler, they put ketchup and A1 sauce out there on the table for you.
This conversation is just going, it's sinking.
Yeah.
It's sinking up further and further and further. You'll get some people who back you up.
Thank you.
Because you've got some fans.
Thanks, guys.
With bad taste.
Yeah.
Nope, just kidding. Just kidding. All right, so you know how to win. So try to win.
Yeah. Our next haul, you want to know what that is?
Yes.
It is most likely going to be Hey Trader Joe's Fall Haul.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We love you all.
Each and every one of you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.